The South Africa 2010 FIFA World Cup finally gets underway in a matter of hours. 1,500 people will perform at this lunchtime's opening ceremony at the newly built Soccer City Stadium in Johannesburg. The colourful spectacle promises to be a huge festival of arts, culture, dancing and singing. Mila Matola's from the South Africa Tourist Board. He says the tournament's a wonderful opportunity to show the world the country is open for business.
I think the World Cup is really going to add a lot in terms of not only positioning South Africa globally, but also it will serve for us as an opportunity to not only market and brand the country, but also to ensure that we are able to, beyond the World Cup, attract investment and business.
At 3 o'clock our time, the hosts take on Mexico in the opening football match. This young fan is confident South Africa will make the perfect start.
South Africa's gonna win. Mexico is a chicken, you see, Mexico. Now, yeah, we are best, you see.
England begin their campaign against the United States tomorrow in Rustenburg. Eric Modison is Rustenburg's 2010 host city coordinator. He says they're ready to welcome England fans.
All measures are in place to ensure that all in sundry, those will come to Rustenburg, those who will come to the Northwest Province, are safe and secure and they can enjoy the beautiful game of soccer.
But some sad news as the country prepares for its first World Cup on African soil. The nation's icon Nelson Mandela is now not attending the opening ceremony. The former leader's great-granddaughter was killed in a car accident after the tournament's launch gig last night. According to reports, police say the driver of the car was drunk.